Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Weekend Primer. My next guest is Mike Hammer, who is a superintendent of RSU 29, or as a lot of people know it, SAD 29s. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Omar. Thanks for having me.
Now, Mike, the reason I wanted to have you on today was, as people have heard this previous Monday, you put in your resignation with the school board after 3.5 years. You're on to other pastures, as they say.
Yeah, I don't officially have anything lined up. I've got a couple things out down in my area, but it was a hard decision to make. But I wanted to, I did present it on Monday night and wanted to give the district some time to do the things that they need to do on their end. But it was with regret on both sides, I think.
For the listeners that don't know, I am the chair of the school board here at SAD 29. And I know that that distance of having your family in Ellsworth and you here has weighed heavily on you over your 3.5 years up to this point. While we're regretful that you're leaving us, completely understandable as to why you'd want to do that, especially when you have two daughters that are at that age that you just really don't want to miss any more of their development and what's going on with them. How old are your girls?
My youngest, Katie, is 13, and my oldest is 16. She's a sophomore at Ellsworth High School, yeah.
Yeah, those last 2 years in high school, having a junior in school right now, I can tell you that's I wouldn't want to miss their events. We don't have them for long.
Yeah. No, it's been important. And like I said, I've made a balance for the last couple of years, but with Katie and them both being in high school and Julie being a full-time teacher, it's time.
Well, one of the things that's been really great with your time with us is that we knew going into this that your family was going to stay in Ellsworth. And as a school board, we really took a concerted effort to put our ducks in a row and to start planning for the future for that time that we knew that you would say, hey, I'm ready to move on. Is really to get our district in a position where we had a direction and we felt that we could then carry the torch forward. One of those things that we did with you and with your guidance was doing our future visioning. Can you tell us a little bit about what we did in that process and why that's important for us now?
Yeah, I do reflect back on that strongly, and I think that was a great move that we worked on together. The Future Search brought a lot of consistencies together. It gave us the vision. It came along at the same time we were going into proficiency-based education, which is a huge shift all across the state. But the two things kind of came together, and we didn't really have we had some great ideas when I first came in on my first year, but those two pieces coming together and putting the Future Search together with all those people involved was a great move forward for the district.
Well, the great thing for those people that don't know what a future search is, the school district took the time to really identify where it is we wanted to be in the future. And really, it's impacted our curriculum development. It's impacted our financial decisions. And I think the thing that was key with that process was that it put ultimately the students at the center of everything that we do, and that principle guides us moving forward.
Absolutely, yeah.
One of the things that people have asked, knowing that I'm the chair, is was there anything that happened in your resignation forced in any way? And I do want to tell folks that there was at no point any forced resignation here. We've been happy with your service to us, and we are sorry to see you go. You gave us enough time to plan to hire a replacement.
Yeah, and this has been a fabulous job to get my first experience up here and have the board be patient, but also pushing me at the right times. And it's a crucial relationship, that one between the board and the superintendent. And I don't leave here with any regrets or any feelings that I've been forced out. It was mutual. It's going to be, you know, the right time for both of us, hopefully. I do you with all the best. There's quite a few superintendents out there, but, you know, I think we go into this shuffle and then end up in places that we need to be. And I have confidence that there will be somebody at this time in their career that will want to rotate back to Holton, if you will, or this area. So maybe somebody from the county that you'll have a good opportunity. And this time, 6 months, we'll you know, it's hard to say how long it will take you, but that's by design on both sides.
Yeah.
We'll give you some time.
Thanks for taking the time out to interview us. You've been listening to Mike Hammer here on the Weekend Primer. Mike is the superintendent of RSU 29 and will be through the end of this academic year. Mike, thanks again.
Thank you, Fred. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Stay tuned. My next guest is Lucas St. Clair for the National Park in Northern Maine.